Joining us now on the line is retired Rear Admiral Eugene Carroll, who is Deputy Director of the Center for Defense Information. Admiral Carroll, there are a few questions that remain after today's press conference. We want to run down a few of these with you. First of all, should the Navy have been able to tell the difference between this large airliner and an F-14 by radar?
Not by radar alone. The radar would tell them that it was a fast-moving target, that it was flying at a particular altitude, but it could not discriminate with precision between a fighter plane and an airliner.
Now, what kind of signal would an F-14 make on the radar?
Well, it would make what's called a blip. It merely means there's an object moving through the air at that range and altitude. The signal to which Admiral Krauv, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, referred was an electronic emanation, a signal that the plane was sending out from its own transmitters. And that is received by special devices on our warships, put through a computer and analyzed. And according to Admiral Krauv, that signal that they received was consistent with an F-14.
And what do you think that electronic signal was?
Considering that there apparently was no F-14 present, they must have detected some signal and analyzed it incorrectly, or by some chance the Airbus and the F-14 used some common element such as a radar altimeter that would sound and look the same to the receiver.
And so the receiver would see what on the screen?
Wouldn't see anything on the screen. The signal comes into a processing unit. The operator sees that he has a signal. The computer tells him what it's consistent with. It might tell him it has certain characteristics in terms of frequency, pulse width, repetition rate, and then it will tell him that that type of equipment is consistent with the F-14 and other airplanes, perhaps.
Now, can you think of any reason why the Airbus would not respond to the warnings that Admiral Krauv said that the Navy sent to it over military and commercial channels?
Right. In the first place, the cockpit's a busy place. They apparently had just taken off from Bandar Abbas and were engaged in that phase of getting the plane squared away for the flight. They may have been receiving traffic information or other guidance from ground stations, and they simply did not hear or recognize the signals from the warships.
And the fact that the plane was 4 or 5 miles out of the air corridor, is that very unusual for an airplane?
Not at all unusual. The pilots may work very hard to stay in the exact center line of a corridor, or they may deviate from the corridor for various reasons, but it's certainly not an unexceptional error or deviation.
Do you think the mistake that the Navy made in this case was a reasonable mistake?
Once again, I'd have to be the captain standing there receiving the information that came from combat and determining how reliable it was and what it suggested about an attack in progress. I must say that 450 knots that Admiral Krauv referred to is not high speed for an F-14. That's cruising speed. It's also very consistent with an airliner. And as a result, it doesn't seem to me that all of the elements of an attack were identified. But notice that they only had 5 or 6 minutes from the time they detected the target until the time they fired their missiles, and there just isn't time for the human mind and the computers working together to come to precise and accurate decisions.
Admiral Carroll, you're a retired Navy admiral. If you were in some sort of command position right now, what would you be doing to anticipate any kind of Iranian response?
I would consider that an Iranian response is highly probable, although they have in the past taken their time to organize and execute a violent attack. I would keep my crews at least condition 3, half of my guns ready, half of my crew at their battle stations, and as long as I was 5 minutes from the Iranian landmass, I would be ready to go to war in 60 seconds.
Retired Rear Admiral Eugene Carroll, Deputy Director of the Center for Defense Information in Washington, D.C.